Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me now on the line from London is Hayley Bentley, who is the former Middle East Bureau Chief for Channel News Asia. Hayley, thank you so much for joining us. If I can chat to you about both of these issues, first about the petition to ban non-stun slaughter. How did this petition even come about?
So the debate in the UK Parliament regarding a petition to ban kosher slaughter has arisen from ongoing discussions about animal welfare and religion. Practices. Now, proponents of the ban argue that pre-stunning is essential for minimizing animal suffering and that modern animal welfare should apply universally, regardless of religious considerations. They emphasize the need for humane treatment of animals in the food industry. And on the other hand, opponents of the ban highlight the importance of religious freedoms and the cultural significance of kosher slaughter for Jewish communities. And they argue that such a ban would infringe on religious rights and practices, as kosher slaughter is a fundamental aspect of Jewish dietary laws.
Is it only kosher meat that the debate is about? And I was going to ask you, what's the problem? And I guess you've kind of answered that, but if you could elaborate on that as well.
So the petition advocates for a ban on methods of slaughter that do not involve pre-stunning animals, which is, of course, a requirement in kosher and halal practice. This debate does reflect broader tensions between animal rights advocacy and the protection of religious freedoms, which is leading to a complex discussion in Parliament that will have to consider ethical, cultural and legal implications.
Hayley, on to the second issue. Why has the UK imposed travel bans on those two Israeli ministers?
So the UK is imposing sanctions on these two Israeli ministers due to what they say is their repeated incitements of violence against Palestinian communities. Now, the UK is saying that their decision reflects concerns over their actions and rhetoric, which they view as exasperating tensions and undermining peace efforts in the region. So by imposing sanctions, the UK say that they are aiming to hold these individuals accountable for their behavior and signal its disapproval of actions that they say contribute to violence and conflict. And the UK say that this move is part of a broader international effort to address human rights concerns and promote stability in the Middle East.
But of course, many people would argue against that and say it has the horrible stench of anti-Semitism. What do you think? WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019. That's Hayley Bentley, the former Middle East Bureau Chief for Channel News Asia, joining us on the line from London. Thank you. And it's just gone 16 minutes after 5. And I'm just looking at some of the WhatsApps that have come in. And a couple of people saying, Lindy again commenting on the interview I did on the teddy bears and saying that, and she sent us a photo and the teddy bears look amazing, and saying that the ones that were made for her are beyond stunning. A couple more complaints of people saying that they can't hear Chai FM. Well, at least that's encouraging that you want to hear us. We are dealing with the whole issue. And there's still some mixed reaction to George, the AI newsreader. A couple of you like him and a couple of you definitely don't. Now, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic for Adults offers convenient and professional care to help you manage health risks. Whether you are having your regular wellness checks, such as blood pressure or cholesterol, Dis-Chem Wellness Clinics offer you a broad range of health screening services, including female health screening with pap smears, family planning, and pregnancy screening. Fast, affordable, and with care. Find your nearest Dis-Chem Wellness Clinic inside Dis-Chem Pharmacies. Better health starts here.